Hey, everyone. We're joined now by U.S. Attorney for the state of North Dakota. That's Tim Purdon. Tim, good to have you on News and Views.
Thanks, Joel. Thanks for having me.
You know, a big conference going on in Sioux Falls. I want to make sure everyone knows about this. And a conference that seems to not ignore the ugly side of what is one of the biggest economic booms your state has ever seen.
Well, that's right. You know, Joel, a couple of years ago, as we talked to local law enforcement about what could potentially be coming, as we saw, you know, the raw numbers of crimes increase and talked to local folks about how they were just, you know, becoming 100% reactive, we got concerned about organized crime. And we've seen the drug traffickers come in, and you know, as we predicted a couple of years ago, we're now starting to see organized human trafficking taking place in North Dakota, across the state. But, you know, obviously what's going on in the Bakken region is put a special focus on that area.
Everyone thinks that this can't happen to their own, that this is all someone coming from a long ways away. But there's clearly evidence that this is happening to our own right here.
Well, we certainly have concrete evidence that there is a substantial demand out there by guys who think it's a good idea to go on the internet and try and arrange commercial sex with underage girls. You know, we ran a sting operation last October and November, ran it in Williston one weekend and about a month later in Dickinson. And, you know, for me, Joel, I got the call Sunday night from my prosecutors and the folks that were working the sting. And they said, you know, Sunday night, Tim, we just shut the operation down. Over the last 48 hours in Dickinson, we've arrested 11 guys on allegations that they thought the way to spend the weekend was to go on Craigslist and try and arrange commercial sex with an underage girl. When you see that level of demand in the western part of the state, if you don't think that there's a supply that's coming to meet that demand, then you're living in a dream world. I mean, that's the way this works. And so that was a real sort of sobering point for me and for my crew here. And so we really put some thought into how are we going to deal strategically with this growing problem in North Dakota.
Is when you look at the 11 arrests, are you seeing people from here? Are you seeing people that have come here transient to work? What is there a trend here?
It's a mix. It's a mix. There certainly are folks that have lived in North Dakota their whole life, but then there's lots of folks that were arrested that have been in the state less than a year. So it is a mix. From our perspective, when you see that level of demand, then, you know, we've really tried to adopt, you know, a three-pronged response to that. We're going to continue to do sting operations like this. We want to crush that demand. You know, a lot of people say, well, you're just arresting Johns. And in fact, they're, you know, that's just police undercover. And why are you doing that? Let's be clear, right? I'm not going to apologize for arresting and charging somebody who thinks it's a good idea to go on the internet and arrange commercial sex with an underage girl. I have no problem with that. We have to address that demand. The second part, though, is the victims. We are starting to see some cases. You know, there was an arrest recently in Moorhead. We've got a charge out of the Williston area here where we've been able to charge some traffickers. In those situations, we need services for the victims. You know, if the police kick in a door, get a search warrant, going into a hotel room in out west here, and they find a 14-year-old girl or a 19-year-old woman who's been forced to engage in prostitution through force, fraud, or coercion, we need services for those victims. I mean, I run a shop of prosecutors. I don't have a place for these people to stay or make sure they have food money. We have to develop that social service network to support these victims. Luckily, some of the folks in North Dakota have stepped up. We've got a great organization in Williston, For Her North Dakota. Wendy Lazenko does a great job. And then, you know, the players at North Dakota Cause and some of these other folks, North Dakota Women's Alliance, they've established the FUSE organization, F-U-S-E, and they're going to assist us in making sure that we have a victim-centered approach to this crime.
So the conference itself, and I know this is going to come up to a lot of North Dakotans. What at the end of this conference, for it to be a huge success for you, what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, Joel, we're still, as you pointed out, we're still very much in an educational phase. There are a lot of people in North Dakota, members of the general public, members of law enforcement, some of my colleagues, maybe state prosecutors, policymakers. I'm not sure they understand that this isn't sort of pretty woman syndrome, right? Where the prostitutes, oh, it's a victimless crime. That's an attitude, a comment gets made to me over and over again. We need to educate folks that it's underage girls that are potentially being trafficked, and that many of the women who are over 18, they're forced into this lifestyle through force, fraud, or coercion. And we have to get the policymakers, law enforcement, everybody to on board with taking a victim-centered approach, to work with us to crush demand, make sure victims get the services they need, and allow us to build the cases against the traffickers. That's the goal here, is to target and charge and convict those individuals who see this as a business model. I'm in the business of trafficking in underage girls, or I'm in the business of using force, fraud, or coercion to force somebody into this lifestyle. So for me, the first step here is education. We're still at the beginning of this. I mean, we still have a ways to go in terms of educating the public.
I've seen in some of the writings that have led up to the conference itself how you're looking for support, not just from the legal community, from the social work community, but you've also focused on areas where people can get access to individuals. Truck stops, for example. That got my attention, Tim.
Yeah, well, we were able to bring in Candace Paris from Truckers Against Trafficking to the North Dakota Motor Carriers Conference earlier this year, and she provided, I think, an eye-opening lecture to the or presentation, I should say, to the members of the North Dakota Motor Carriers. She was very well received there. You know, their organization stands for the precept that truckers can help be the eyes and ears of law enforcement in this regard. They're out in the community. You know, these traffickers oftentimes will target truck stops. That's where the bad guys want to come in and traffic these girls. And so really, Truckers Against Trafficking works to develop a network of eyes and ears to help law enforcement address this. And that was a very successful event. Candace is also going to be down in Sioux Falls, I think, this week as well, doing some training for the South Dakota Petroleum Marketers. We hope to have her back in North Dakota to talk to the folks that run truck stops and help them with an educational presentation for them as well.
You know, in visiting with Brendan Johnson, he talked about how Sturgis was targeted last year, and again, there's more reports that are going to come out of this year. Now, you're talking about what you did in Dickinson. Will there be more stings like you did in Williston and Dickinson?
Yeah, absolutely. Two reasons. The reason that children get trafficked is because there's a demand for that. We want to choke off the supply, but we also want to crush the demand. And so we're going to continue to do that. If you're a guy and it's Friday night and you're sitting around saying, what should I do tonight? Maybe the answer is that you shouldn't go on Craigslist and try and find a 14-year-old girl to have commercial sex with. Maybe you should be scared that ad that you are answering is actually a law enforcement officer, because we're out there. We're on Craigslist. We're watching. And I want to send that message of deterrence, right? There will be more stings. When, where, obviously you're not going to get that from me, but we're committed as that is certainly part of our response.
Okay, so for the general public who are listening to you right now, how can they take part in this conference? If they can't make the conference, how can they find out what was said at the conference? I mean, tell them, I know they need to be in Sioux Falls, but tell them what's going on.
Well, you go to my website, the U.S. Attorney's website, Google North Dakota U.S. Attorney. There's a link there to register if you want to go to this conference. That's not an issue. But, you know, Joel, when I say to the public, what can you do to help, it's a very personal message in terms of just making sure that your sons and daughters are not being targeted by traffickers online. You know, so many of us, so many of my friends and neighbors, they're so worried, Joel, about their kid walking back and forth to school, right? They're afraid they're going to get snatched off the street. That doesn't really happen statistically that often. And those same folks, when those kids get home, they get on their laptop, their iPad, they go up in their bedroom, they close the door, and the whole world has access to your child through the internet. That's where some of this recruiting is going on by traffickers. I think that what can the general public do to help us? Talk to your kids about who they are spending time with online. You should care as much about who they're talking to online as you do about who they're hanging out with in school. And if we do that, we'll help cut off some of the supply of the trafficking victims, which will obviously help us address this issue as well.
Tim, I hope we get a chance to visit with you after the conference.
Absolutely. Love to do it.
Tim Purdon, U.S. Attorney for the state of North Dakota.